Don't look under the internet.
Deludy, Don't Look Under the Internet, a podcast about internet horror and all things poopy poopy on it.
He can't just say
this
what we are.
This is an opening.
No,
this is an intro. That's Jason.
This is an intro, and these are people names.
That's Doug.
Hey.
And I'm Jorgen Von Strangle from the Fairly Odd Parents.
It's me, Turner. Give me your Fairly Odd Parents.
Can I make a bold suggestion?
No.
Okay.
Anyway. All right, everybody. Patreon.com/DeludyPod. Linktree.com. Goodbye.
I would go ahead and say we should go ahead and start this episode off with a shot because, one, we are all riding a severe adrenaline high. And, two.
All right, fine.
I think this topic could use some more drunk bell.
Okay, but you know what time it is then, right?
Yeah, hold on. I got it.
What are we drinking? What are we? Oh, you got to keep going. What are we drinking? What are we thinking? There's a bottle here and it's empty. Yeah.
I hate that.
We had a little bit of Maker's Mark a little bit ago. Now we're winding down with some Jimothy Beam.
Yes.
Jim Beam, sponsor me.
I would fucking love that. Give us whiskey.
You know what my dream is? Mm. Every segment of What Are You Drinking? What Are You Thinking? Is sponsored by a different whiskey. How fun would that be?
That's the dream.
We would become alcoholics.
You say become. Thank you, Mike.
I have to give us a little bit of hope, right?
Yeah. We don't go to meetings, so it's not technically alcoholics.
Typically, I'm the voice of reason. Not now.
Not right now.
All right, when you hear the clink, drink.
What are we cheersing about? Why are we on this adrenaline
high? I guess
high?
I'll take one.
Okay.
Why are we on this high?
I was going to explain that after the drink, but we just opened a dark web box because we have 50 patrons. Over 50 patrons. But yeah, we have over 50 patrons. That's incredible, guys. Yes. And a couple of you guys I'm going to list off here at a second once you hear the clink. So
we hit 50 again. That means another one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Once we hit 100 patrons, another dark web box.
Yeah, that goal is just staying static. So as long as we fluctuate around 50, we're just going to keep getting
it. Yeah, yeah.
Here's to you. Here's to me if we ever disagree.
Come on, Er. You know the drill. Actually, I had one. Wasn't really a cheers, but here, hold on.
What are we doing?
I don't know. It'll
fuzzy,
be a mystery.
Fuzzy duck.
Okay, all right. You want me to do it? Yes. All right, I'll do it right now. Fuzzy duck, ducky fuzz. Does he fuck? Fuck he does.
Did you unmute Discord?
I did unmute the Discord.
I thought you said I didn't.
Fuck he does.
Fuck he does.
I think he's deserving. The audience. Hey, by the way, none of you have sent us like a...
He sounded like Plankton.
Fuck he does. The Krabby Patty secret formula.
Anyway.
Give me the Krabby Patty.
None of you fucks have sent us anything to help us include you into the audience. And I know why you haven't done that. It's because we don't have a P.O. box.
And we don't bring it up.
We also didn't get a flag yet.
But that's fine. So I do want to get a P.O. box very soon.
We'll get there.
I think it's, I mean, it's a yearly fee, not a monthly, which is great.
We'll get there.
But keep your eyes open, ears peeled.
Real quick, biggity boys, I just want to shout out to our patrons because you know what time it is. It's Deludy.
Clap.
Housekeeping.
Above your head.
Doug, those are titties. Thank you.
Mike can't stop staring. This is working perfectly.
Doug has a Playboy cutout for some reason. Tastefully done.
Tasteful nudes, for sure.
So we have three new patrons and an older patron that we want to shout out really fast. This week we have Jack Barber. You have a fun last name. Sounds kind of like a pirate.
It really does.
It'd be Jack Barber.
Yeah, and Yarr. It looks like how a pirate would spell it.
Yeah.
He'd be stealing my Krabby Patties.
The Krabby Patties.
The secret formula.
We have Jace. Jace the Mind Flayer. What is it?
Jace the Mind Flayer.
Jace
yeah.
the Mind Flayer from Magic the Gathering yeah, yeah. is in here. And then we have John Lemon, who I'm assuming... Kill John Lemon. John Lemon, that is a very fun name. You do sound like an artist that has like 4 Grammys. Thank you.
I need
you
to
three.
Watch 30 Rock now because it just makes Lemon. Me think of Liz Lemon.
And then we have a patron that we want to shout out real quick, just Devin Knops. You've been with us for quite a while now.
About 4 months.
Yeah, just bumped their fucking Patreon status up, I believe, from $10 to $50.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit, my guy.
Also, I know that's a big one, and thank you so much. But we've seen the others that have bumped their pledges too.
Don't think that we have seen your pledges. We've seen the 10 to 15. We have a couple of $15.
We've had a couple of 15 to 10.
So, yep. Yeah, there's been a lot of you guys doing some very amazing things for specifically us, and we want to say thank you so much.
We're figuring out a way to give you people that give us more money to give you more things.
If there ever was a way to give a hint to a podcast that they need more Patreon tiers, you nailed it.
Yeah, seriously.
Hint taken.
We are going to be definitely brainstorming some new tiers for people so that we don't feel bad about you giving us more money than our tiers cost. So.
Seriously, we all do feel bad about it. But
no, I don't feel bad. I feel eternally grateful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm absolutely just humbled.
Yeah, it's thank you so much to all of you. Any single person that is a Patreon at patreon.com/dilutipod. any single person that even chucks in at our fucking lowest level, they're $2.
Any amount. Like,
it fucking helps out so much. You
guys have to remember, we all love talking about this shit. Like, we have the best time on Tuesdays, mm-hmm. especially with you guys in Discord. I'm so happy that we are doing what we're doing. But the fact that you guys are supporting us, I'm sorry I'm getting gushy about it. I probably get gushy about it all the fucking time. But I never would have fathomed this caliber of support at all. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. You guys have enabled us to do so many cool things. And actually,
we have a few tier requests.
Ooh.
Oh, already, huh?
$1,000 lets you make one sound during recording.
I like that.
It's $69 for Doug Booty Picks.
You still have, you got that backlog of fax holes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, because
he's been taking one every recording day since we mentioned it.
Yeah. Some days I don't wipe just for this.
It's something that we're definitely gonna check out and mull over, because
get some cool ideas.
Thank you.
We want you guys to help us build the nation of Dilutistan way it should be built, so if you guys have suggestions, fucking send them our way.
But yeah, thank you to all of our patrons, but thank you to you three new ones and also Devin. Some of you guys that listen just need to crawl back in the weird hole that you came from.
The weird, tightly latched hole.
Go back to the bridge that we found you under, you troll. Yeah.
Have nothing because I didn't do any research.
Doug's
this week.
Like, what are you fucking talking
Doug,
about?
Doug, just yell bird scooter.
Bird scooter.
We're talking about a topic that Jason and I figured it'd be, it's a quickie. But it's a funny.
It's quick and it's fun, but most importantly,
I think that's what she said. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Title of your sex tape.
Quick and fun. Quick and fun.
No, I think this is going to be a good one because I think we're all going to have very different ideas of what exactly is happening here, mm-hmm. and that's the part that I'm super excited to get to. So it's a little bit of a shorter topic. There's not a whole lot around this one. Do I ruin it right now? Like with the no, I won't. We'll save it. Mike does hard work. We should give him something.
Hold on. If I'm reading this correctly, it's not Knops. It's K-Knops.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, he did. Oh, that's right. He said the K is not silent.
Oh, it's Devin Knops.
Wow, second time, man.
Knops.
Nailed it. Knops. Devin Knops.
I don't know.
Just throwing that out there for y'all.
We nailed it.
Well, thank you.
Diluty, thanks.
If you guys have a second, you're feeling grateful to somebody, please send a nice message to get Devin Knops. Please. What are you doing, Mike?
I'm looking for something. Here it is. So on our Instagram, there was someone, speaking of last names, who said, not enough hair on here, said, if y'all can say my last name correctly, I will do the highest tier Patreon.
Gimme.
This is the last name.
Gimme.
We have three. Gimme. I think you said three tries, I think. So don't blow them all. We each get a shot. How do you think that's pronounced?
Like the fucking username?
No, his last name. It's in there. It starts with BL. Read the comment, dingus.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Last name is Belchinger.
That Belchinger, that's what you're going with?
That's what, that look at
okay.
It.
Okay, so I thought that too, but
it's
going to
be something fucked up, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we are going to say it different.
It looks like it's Belchinger. I'm going to go with Belchinger.
Why?
Let me
because
see.
You're just going to move the L?
Well, he wouldn't have said it's hard to say if it
unless
wasn't hard
to say.
He's
trying to fuck you up.
Bleachinger.
Have you ever heard of reverse psychology?
Have you?
Whoa! But I think that's what's happening here.
I'm going to say Blesinger.
Blesinger? Okay. Let us know if we got that right. Not enough hair on here. I hope you're listening. That's his Instagram handle. Anyway, I didn't want to interrupt, but all the weird last name things reminded me of that. So continue.
I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
The bridge.
About.
We're talking about the bridge. I'll start this off.
You want to start it?
Yes. So If you go in on Reddit about 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
To r/letsnotmeet, you would have found a submission by a user whose name is now deleted.
Did you use the way, way back machine?
I didn't. Did you?
No.
That's not how that works.
Okay,
it's
great.
That's not how it works. I will say it's very funny to look at the conversation between him and himself for a lot of the comments. Or her and herself.
So I didn't see any of that. I hope you can chime in on that, because all I saw, and I'll get to what I saw.
Sure, that's fine. The only thing I'm going to say is, like, if you go on Reddit, depending on what app you use, next to their name, you'll see the tag OP,
mm-hmm.
and that's who posted it.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it. You can't hide it. So, like, there's a bunch of deleted comments of the original poster just, like, commenting and then replying to himself or herself. And, like, I understand that people do this on social media sometimes as well as Reddit. And they usually use a different Reddit name to make it look like people give a flying fuck about what they're talking about. But this could be just a case of, you know, 10 years of content and the interim got deleted.
Yeah, fuck
I'm sure that's what happened.
So,
but it looked very funny.
This story on Reddit. And Doug, you're in for a tale, it seems, because, again, you knew nothing about this one.
I'm not even listening.
Great.
Perfect.
I'm just here to not get fined. So this story takes place in North Wales in the UK.
Yes.
As the legend goes, the legend of the bridge, this boy, when he was more of a teenager, this boy found this like small cement bridge by a passing overhead. So I'm assuming that's like the highway over there.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, the passings overhead.
By the way, Mike, if you have questions about locations, just refer to me because I did a lot of location digging.
Oh, I did none.
I did all of it.
Okay, fantastic.
I have pictures about literally exactly where it is. I have coordinates. Like, I got you.
So go ahead.
You can also refer to me if you need specifics.
Doug.
Can we, Doug?
I will refer to you.
I will just make shit up and own it.
Doug, so where exactly in Wales does this take place?
You said in Wales?
Yes. Where is North Wales?
Oh, it's obviously North Schloppenblingen.
Is he right?
No.
No,
he's not.
Where is it at?
Schloppenblingen. So, it should be a place, though.
Sheboygan.
One.
So it turns out this is located on Rainbow Bridge.
Right by Rainbow
Right by
Bridge.
Rainbow
right,
Bridge.
Right before Rainbow
in Wales.
Bridge.
And
that's a pretty cool track in Mario Kart.
Yeah. I should have addressed this too. That this
is all taking place in Mario Kart.
Yeah.
No, that's it's a spinoff. Like, there's Rainbow Road, but then you have Rainbow Bridge, which is from the spinoff game called Plumber Cars.
Plumber Cars. That's what I'm thinking of. Rainbow Bridge.
Right.
This bridge, though, I should have preferenced kind of. It takes place kind of on the border between like Wales and England.
I mean,
like
to
the
be
coast.
Fair,
it runs along the coast.
Do you want to break down like UK fucking property lines real quick?
You know what? The municipalities? Yes, let's do that.
No, it's in the UK. It's kind of close to Manchester.
This is starting to take a turn for our fucking episode of Toronto Tunnel Monster, yeah. Where we just break down all the fucking sewer systems in fucking Canada.
It's fucking Jesus. Great. That was the funniest fucking shit.
But no, it's right off the ocean. It's right by Rainbow Bridge. For any of our North Wales, UK listeners, it's right around the towns of Old Colwyn. And if you're driving towards this little town, I'm not pronouncing that.
No, do it.
Llandilloss.
Is that a
okay. Is that right? I don't know.
Did I say it right?
Is that a Lord of the Rings character?
Yes.
Foreign.
But yeah, it's literally, so it's, to give you, this is important, to give you an idea of where it is, this specific section of highway, it intersects with
a couple of danger zones.
No, there's like a freight railway entrance with a couple of train tracks that they use this as a bridge to get over. This bridge area is what we're talking about.
Yes. These kids, these punk-ass teenagers out in Wales, were like, we want to go inside of the bridge.
It's like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, that's 10 years ago.
Who doesn't see a bridge and go, I'm coming inside
you? I'm going to enter that.
Knock, knock.
There's no door on a bridge.
They went... That's where you get...
That's what he took away. Okay.
I'm purely here to derail tonight. I hope you guys understand.
That's fine. This is a very relaxed episode tonight.
So in order for them to get into the bridge, they actually went like...
Through a door?
Through a door, but not really. Because the door is locked, and they didn't want to alert the police. So they went down like a fucking manhole.
Well... So from what I understand,
that's what I figured is they didn't want to get caught by the police.
So I had the pictures portion. Okay. And so I saw like the picture of them entering it, and it's essentially it's on this railway bridge that goes over like a dual carriage crossway.
Yeah, which, damn Brits.
If you don't know what that is literally just like Route 88. It's like a two separate lane highway.
That probably has no meaning to anyone.
It probably has a lot of meaning, considering most of our listeners are from, like, the Chicagoland area.
So they went down... So they went down this manhole, essentially. Right?
Yeah. No, they...
Yes.
They used tools to pry open the nuts and bolts that sealed this fucking manhole cover.
Yeah, and they went down it, and then they mentioned how they're, like, basically... At one point had to start army crawling through this, like, small tunnel to get into the inside of the bridge. And yeah, from what they're saying, it's got like this dingy ass smell to it. It's like they're scraping like on their bellies, like the sharp, like, you know how like concrete and pavement can be kind of sharp with all them sharp rocks that hit your tummy. Yeah, they're talking about how that's just like cutting into them a little bit and whatnot.
Mike, you sound like you do this a lot.
I do. I army crawl on the asphalt of my driveway all the time.
That kind of checks out, actually.
I come home, I army crawl to the mailbox, I get the mail, get it with my teeth. And I come down back like a snake, and then I army crawl back into my driveway, up into my home. So anyway. So after a few, they say a few meters, after like crawling through this, they reach like what they call the halfway point. And they can tell this is like the halfway point due to like the symmetry between the passageways and the bridge. My voice cracked there. They said that one of the kids could claim to see an object in the far distance, and they're like, oh, fuck, let's go see what it is, because we're dumb teenagers. So they get in there, and here are a couple of the weird things they find there, Doug. They find a single fold-away chair positioned facing a wall.
All right, so let me do this real quick, just so I can catch myself up.
Yeah.
Enter scene. Fade to black.
Fade in.
Fade exterior. In. Exterior. Yeah, there it is. So we have a bridge in the UK somewhere.
Yep. North Wales.
And now some people, kids per se, entered said bridge.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's all we've established.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know why I had to TLDR it. We've done like nothing so far.
Just want to make sure that I'm on the same page as all of our listeners.
100%.
I understand why. Mainly because we normally cover much more intricate topics. You guys will see why this one is not very intricate as of now.
But they find a single fold-away chair facing a wall. On the wall that is facing is a partially torn page from a newspaper showing a full naked lady in an erotic position. But they don't classify it as, like, porn. Yeah.
Just like that. Just like the Playboy cutout.
Yep. But here's the thing. They don't classify it as porn like that. They say it gives off more of a sinister feel than sexy.
Oh, there's reasons.
More disturbing, yeah. So here's one of the reasons why. The eyes of the woman on display have been cut out from the page, but not just like ripped out. They've been removed with precision. Kind of like an
X-Acto knife or a scalpel. Knife.
Yes. They found a condom. But here's the fun part.
You're seriously going to fucking start? Okay.
They found a condom filled and drenched with blood.
My favorite.
Filled with blood.
That man whoever this is needs to see a doctor. I'm pretty sure you don't cum blood.
They got the fuck up out of there, which
I can't really blame them.
I 100% would.
Do you want me to go over some of the pictures?
I would appreciate it.
Would you appreciate it? Yes. So there's going to be two sets of pictures here. I'm only going to go over the first one right now just because.
Can I interject?
Yeah, what's up?
What would make someone cum blood?
Bird Scooter. This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
That's actually a really good question.
Stones, maybe? Is your semen and blood not mixed?
Dr. Fisty, please.
Your original question? Kidney stones would definitely make somebody cum blood.
Ooh. Would it feel good still?
It would feel good, but also painful. But some people are into that, so yes, I guess. I don't know. So as Mike said, they told this story about finding a lot of really weird, creepy shit down here, and they did include some photos. There's a picture of the bridge, which looks like an artsy photo. It's just a picture of where this all is located. It gives you kind of an idea of the structure we're talking about. And if you need a visual reference, if you're driving on the highway and you go underneath an underpass and you've got that like support and then it goes up and it hits a piece of concrete and then there's like this big concrete section supporting the bridge, that's basically the part of the bridge these people are entering. There's a picture of them like opening it for the first time. They're right next to a porta potty and it looks like they've got some tools that are trying to wrench it open. They finally do get the hatch open. It's pitch fucking black. One of the things that's fun that you can see in this little hatch picture, if you brighten it up, kind of looks like there's somebody already down there.
Ratma?
Maybe.
Is it Ratma? Oh my God.
I didn't even think of that. It might be.
At first,
Ratma.
I thought you yelled grandma.
Grandma! Grandma!
Is that grandma? I haven't seen you in 20 years.
So I know, I'll show you guys, this picture.
Oh, yeah.
If you brighten that up, you can see somebody's hand, holding one of the rungs. Did you catch that?
No.
Oh.
Enhance!
Yeah, it's almost like somebody's holding one of the rungs. It's very creepy.
It's grandma!
There's a bunch more pictures showing, how dark it is. This place is fucking completely black. You have to remember, this is literally the hollow underside of a bridge that crosses train tracks over a highway. So it's very, no one gives a flying fuck about what it looks like inside. But there's a hatch to get in, rungs leading down. And he just takes, it's a lot of dark photos and very tight crawl spaces with like, it just looks very, it looks like a nightmare to try and navigate. And that's part of the creepy part, especially after knowing that there's a chair down here. There's some porn down here. There's a bloody fucking condom down here. Mike, what else did they find down here?
It rhymes with Snoop.
Is it dogs?
Yes. It's Dr. Dre. They find a bunch of poop.
Yep.
In a bag.
Well, the thing is, like, the poop...
At least they're cleanly about it. They're like, I'm gonna shit in this bag, not just on the side.
The bag didn't have that much poop in it. There's a lot of, poopy toilet paper. My question is, like, Where'd the poop go?
Where's the poop?
Where is the poop?
They also what
if
found... They,
oh, it would have been way worse if he pooped in the condom. Or if someone pooped in the condom.
Remind me of
that. Yeah, we're getting there.
I have a bird scooter.
Alrighty.
They also found a knife.
Yeah, there's just a knife.
Just hanging out.
There's the candle that was, like, melted into wall.
So here's another thing. So before we get to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to stop you a little bit right now because we're going to get to another batch of pictures.
Cut my happy ass off.
Yes. Well, I think we covered those. Yeah, he revisits the bridge, but he's like, I'm going to go during the day.
And this is also a couple years later.
Yeah, it's a couple years later. He's like, I'm going to go to the day. And yeah, good fucking idea. Because he goes back with a couple buddies and they bring like flashlights and shit. It's during the day so they could find, like, there's like, you know, those like iron bars. They're like drainage bars.
Oh yeah, like the grates.
Yeah, the sun's coming through that, so you can see a little bit better now.
Now they can see the cum blood,
exactly.
And shit, full this full
is when,
light.
This yes. is when we find like the fucking knife and shit like that. But the bloody condom's gone, sadly,
replaced with
a bag of poop.
shit sack.
They go a bit further down now because it's brighter out, so they feel more confident. And this is when we start seeing some.
Oh,
of the
revisit?
Thing. Yeah, the revisit. Yeah. This is when we start seeing, like, this is when they find that wax candle just, like, attached to the wall.
In order, I'll just go through them.
Yeah.
They come back and they see, like, they've got pictures of this makeshift bed. They've got picture. There's, like, a sheet. It's like this, like, it's like this foam. Like,
yeah.
The foam we use to soundproof our little corner in the basement. There's a sheet down there. It's dusty as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the chair's still there.
Yeah, the chair's that's one of the last things they see.
Mm-hmm.
But the dust is honestly, it makes it very hard for them to get like good pictures.
Yeah.
There's the broken padlock, which I'm sure was from the fucking
whoever hatch. This is. Yeah,
like the hatch, they just broke it off. It was about a third of the way through the tunnel. There's a used candle, a huge used candle sitting in the middle of the floor.
They have that one that was like pressed on the wall.
Yeah, there's the one that's pressed on the wall,
which they think is like the main source of light down there.
Did they say anything about the colors of the candle?
There's one that's red,
and there's another one that's
tan
just
on the outside. They're not black, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's not. This is not a satanic ritual ground.
Yep. No, yeah. All the porn kind of makes me think no.
There's a random piece of blue rope just chilling. Looks like it was tidily put back and maybe recently used. There is a liquid sitting in a standard milk container for the UK. That
now here's
looks,
the thing.
It looks like it's like black and green.
It looked like pee to me.
Did it have a missing persons on it?
No, it did not.
It looked like a jug of pee.
This looks like the urinal for sure. And here is the poopy toilet paper. Just a fuckload of
it. Here, Doug, I'll show you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Love that.
Just a big old pile of it.
Here's poop toilet paper.
Yeah, that definitely looks like shit.
Here's the bag of poop.
That's the bag of poop. It's like a nice Aldi bag, too.
And that was the thing that kind of gave it away.
Yeah, he spent big bucks on that.
At least a dollar.
At least.
Just to use it for a poop bag. But my thing is, like, for the amount of toilet paper that's there.
If you want to explore the photos, be my guest.
Not a lot of poop. There's a piece of crime scene tape stashed just randomly on the floor. It's just all full of very dark, like, you have to crawl through
I feel like whoever this was had a sense of humor. They were like, I'm a shit in this bag and grab some fucking crime scene tape because I just fucking murdered that.
Also, like, I feel
it's
like
just a shitty pun intended. Yeah.
I feel like the best way to, like, for example, if this is like a homeless person living down there,
yeah,
what better way to keep people away from your newly made home than just leaving like a knife Yeah. A poopy bag.
So your so this is what you do. You don't want people to come in your home.
Make it
so
look
so you make your like your entrance way to your home the toilet.
Yeah.
No one's going to come into there except for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, "Yeah, that was me. I'm fine."
I know how my shit stink. We're good.
Nobody else is walking over your shit mound, so
just also, me. He knows where all the mounds are.
To be fair, at this point, he should have a fucking solid understanding.
This is some of the porn, Doug.
Oh, yeah. So the big thing on the revisit is the porn collection. Normally, you'd look at this and say, like, oh, he's
what
a weirdo.
Bush.
So that actually gives away the time period. Some of the shit's from, like, 1997. Like, it's old as fuck. The big thing about this revisit and the photos that come along with it, though, is that all of this is different from the first time he went.
Yeah.
He cannot find the picture of the naked lady with the eyes cut out. He can't find several of the other items that he saw the first time he was there that we have pictures of.
I mean, there's only so many times you can jerk off to the same picture, right?
On top of that, though.
I mean, if you got no choice.
On top of that.
He obviously does.
Who, like, the evidence of somebody living here and, like, consistently coming to this place is unnerving.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Also, there is a right next to the nude woman photo that they took is a picture that is basically attached to it for the band Catatonia.
Oh yeah, the Catatonia band,
who was around from the years 1992 to 2001.
So if you needed a reference about when this revisit home was filled, there you go. But most of these pictures, it's just here's some more stuff that we found. They find like a nail. They find some random food. And then let's get to the main event.
Main event.
This is what they call the devil's chair. And it's just a simple blue folding chair facing a fucking wall. Literally, it's 2 feet from a wall. There's like this red bag near it. And it's really hard to get a picture of, apparently, because of all the dust in the area. It just is super out of focus. But it's a chair. There's some porn on the ground. There's like this red bag or scarf or something next to him. And it's all the way like at the end of this tunnel.
Is it like similar to like a Bloody Mary thing where if you sit in the chair and say like shitty Ricky like three times?
Shitty Ricky. Yes, it might be. But the rest of these photos are literally just how dark it is there. There was a tag from 2012, which means this is happening post 2012. There's a sewer grate to show the outside world.
That's it. That's his Reddit. Nobility Scooter is his Reddit name.
But that legit. Oh, that's
shitty. That's Ricky.
How are we doing?
Not
are we,
good.
Are we doing good?
Y'all really need me nobility. To research on episodes or else nobility. I just get out of hand.
Nobility Scooter was his Reddit username, and 2012 was when he went back.
Okay. Yes, and that's why. So there's some graffiti when they're exiting the tunnel that says 2012 that kind of links up with that to show what time, like, verify it more or less.
Shitty Ricky. That's fucking funny.
And then he leaves, and that's it. There's a bunch of questions on Reddit from people about like what this is. Sorry, I'll let you guys do it.
About what it is? What it is?
Thank you.
What
Jesus.
It is? What it is?
Yes, they wanted to know what that is, so they asked a whole bunch of questions about it. There's not a whole lot after this, and honestly, that's what kind of does it for me is the lack of. Like the finite details and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even the comments are
did
like,
that get your jimmies just really fucking rustled?
Oh, my penis is bleeding as we speak. How horny I am.
I don't know if that's the way that works. But
well, talk to the guy in the tunnel.
I need some answers. Give me answers, guys.
Okay, well, this is the point in the story where Mike and I go, we don't fucking know what this is.
We go, what that
you
is?
Fucking
we
figure it out.
Legit, this from every iota of information that has been given to us from this story, I tried like hell to find something that would give like a little piece of more information or like a story or ARG elements.
Now, you might think it's a homeless person, but OP was nice enough to mention that in their town, they really only had one homeless guy, and everyone loved him. And when he died, he had a big funeral, and everyone went. And I'm not making that up. That's legit. No, like, in the Reddit legit, post.
That's the power of friendship.
Yes.
Yes, the power of
friendship. This could be the new homeless man coming in to usurp the old dead one.
So to be fair, I grew up in a pretty large town, and we had, like, near my house, you'd walk about 20 minutes, and you'd be at these big train tracks that went over the DuPage River.
Yeah.
And literally everyone that I knew in high school would go there and fucking smoke weed or drink or whatever. It's right. Just like in the middle of a forest, basically. And you would have graffiti. You'd find porno mags. You'd find condoms. Like, you'd find everything there.
Yep.
Like, nothing.
I'm guessing you wouldn't find a blood-filled condom.
No, I did not ever find a blood-filled condom. I found cum-filled condoms. See, for
that,
sure.
That I would be, they'd be like, yep, that makes sense. That's what that was intended for. I get
did
it.
You take it and then make a man?
Well, I put it on. You don't find a cum-filled condom and not put it on. Like, what the fuck
That's
is wrong?
That's how you read the previous owner's memory.
Yeah.
That's how you have sex, is you develop the memory from the person that did. Yeah. Wow.
It's called cum swapping. Fucking learn. No. Read a book, Mike.
So, I mean, we found
weird. I
gotta
look up what cum swapping is now. Hang on.
I just made that up, so
I doubt you did. Cum.
Just look up snowballing and cum, you'll figure it out.
Cum swapping.
It's where you inject your cum into someone else's penis.
It's just porn videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I expected like an Urban Dictionary. I didn't get that.
No.
Anyway.
It's just porn.
And Mike doesn't surprise anyone with that.
I mean, so again, I'm naturally just going to say this is just some fucking homeless person, but all the weird shit. And plus, it's dark as fuck in there. Homeless people need light as well. They're
like plants. They photosynthesize their energy.
Well, they're people. Like, people need to go out and see the day. Like,
oh, yeah.
If he's homeless, I'm assuming he doesn't have like a flashlight. And if he does, he doesn't have
a candle.
Yeah, and a candle can only give you so much light, you know? And that's not going to run all night. What if you wake up in the middle of the night, your candle's out, you got to go tinkle. You can't find your bottle.
Judging by the condition of that area, I don't think they gave a fuck about where they went. And if they had a bottle near them, cool, but...
Well, also, if it's a homeless guy, why are you going so deep in to the bridge?
Like, all the way to the end?
Yeah, why not just hook up shop at the
front?
Safety.
That's one of the points that made it a little sinister for me, especially for how the guy who went to like explore all of this shit described it. He specifically said that if you were ever trying to escape, it would be fucking hell, purely because of the amount of tight spaces you have to squeeze through, the amount of like ducking you have to do. Like, if you're being chased in an area like that and you're running away from someone, you're not getting away. And that was the little bit of information that kind of threw me for a fucking loop.
I swear to God, if like
Ratma confirmed.
Ratma confirmed. Swear to God, if like fucking Saw 20 takes place under this bridge.
This specific one?
This specific,
near Rainbow Bridge
in North Wales. I would not be surprised.
No, it was like that. That was the part that like threw me for like, yes, I could see how this could be real, right? Like, obviously, there's nothing really embellished about this. We have photos. There's no like.
Mike,
I'm
curious. How did you come across this one?
I'm actually very curious as well.
Did you search up bloody condom?
Again?
I searched Ratmos. I honestly don't remember how I stumbled across it. See, I stumble across these the same way that you guys stumble across like weird, like kept their ear or something. Do you even recall how you did that, or did you just find it one day because you were looking up creepy shit and it was in like the fucking
I'm sure it was in the Nexpo.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
100%. Yeah,
I was watching all of Nexpo's videos and I was like, yep,
there it is.
See, a cool
I
one.
Just kind of I look up like just weird shit on the internet, and then I just find a Reddit post, and then that will link me to another post, and then that will link me to another post, and then I'm in a different sub, and then I go to a different place, and then I'm in a different sub, and I just go down the fucking line until I find whatever the fuck this is.
And that is how this podcast was born.
Right. I don't honestly...
Which brings up a great point that I know probably the first two posts that I'll be posting on Twitter when I take it over.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If we hit 200 Spotify reviews.
What are we at right now?
Like 173.
Oh, God, it keeps going up so quick. So
quickly.
Let me see.
I'm going to have to fucking get my shit together
174.
You got 26. We have 26 left, Doug. Start prepping.
Trish Cricket.
But no, like, this is as good a time as ever. Do you guys want to just belt it out? Do we think this is what this is?
Real or fake? On go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Fake.
Real. I mean, it's real. People live in sewers all the time.
Oh, I think it's fake.
Okay.
I think they just wanted to make a fun Reddit story, so they were like, let's put this knife here. Let's put this muddy shit in his bag.
I called the shit poop.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
I don't know. I think that it's just too random to be real.
But see, that's kind of...
There was no candle or light source in the room with the chair looking at the porn wall. How is he looking at the porn when there's no candle in that room?
Well, you see, have you ever heard of crab people?
Specifically.
It's real. It's 100% real. I changed my mind. It's
Thank
all real.
You.
Everything's real. You're totally right.
So you think it's fake purely based off the fact that contents of the bridge.
I'm sorry. I remember how I found this now. I found this because I found the Box of Crazy and Room 322.
Yeah.
And then this was in a like an article about like the weird Reddit stuff. That's how I found it.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's fake purely because of the items found?
I think it's just too good to be true. They didn't find a homeless man.
See, that's why I think it's real. There was no like reveal. Like, there was no like it was building up, building up, building up, and then it just said like, and then we left. Like, okay, that is a real story. That's a normal fucking story. If you were trying to create a good Reddit
also,
story,
if I'm a homeless person,
was there a picture of the bloody condom?
No,
no.
Okay.
If I'm a homeless person,
and that's the one detail I wish I had.
If they had a picture of a knife, if I'm a homeless person, I'm not leaving my weapon behind. I'm taking that with me everywhere because who the fuck knows? I might come across Ratma, and I need to be armed across Ratma.
That might be his lair weapon.
Oh, and he has other, like a flail on him.
Well, I mean, how else when he goes out? Yes, a giant fucking flail. A nondescript flail.
He's got one weapon in every room, and that's just like the last resort weapon. Like, I'm in my last room. All I have is a shitty steak knife.
Well, let's,
come and get me.
Let's think about this, okay?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bloody condom, and he was just like...
No, actually,
when it coagulates, it hardens up. And,
it does.
And yeah,
it
all the cum separates from the blood, and...
That's how you make babies. This one, it just doesn't have the allure of a fiction story to me. So the one thing about the knife that I'd like to draw attention to, as well as the bloody condom, it's a blood-filled condom, right?
Yes.
It's full of blood.
Yes.
There's only one way for blood to get on the inside of a condom.
You peed it.
It came out of whoever was using its penis.
If he's also, why is he having a condom if he's homeless? Who's he fucking down there?
Yeah, no, we have to throw that into the picture. To be fair, I guess we have to assume
he fucking
that.
You know, condoms cost less than homes, right?
No, I mean that means he's fucking. Why is he using protection? Okay. He's jacking off.
So he's not just sitting there jerking it.
He's shitting
in there, fucking.
He's shitting and peeing in a corner.
Again, this is. This story at first, by the way, Mike, and I'm so sorry about this, I looked at this and I was like, why the fuck are we talking about this? And I put all the little pieces together of the knife, the blood-filled condom, the fact that you probably wouldn't use that by yourself, the fucking abandoned area, the fact that somebody's living there, the pornographic images with shit, like the X'd out eyes and stuff. If you take all of those concepts and smash them together, you basically get a recipe for a very fucked up individual.
Maybe it's multiple individuals, and that's why the condom's in place.
I don't like that.
I mean, that makes sense.
Just cutting their dicks.
If he's shitting in a corner and peeing in a corner, why not cum in a corner?
This is like some weird fucking
$15 diluted Patreon cum corner. Oh my god!
It's the final scene. We needed.
Oh no, I don't even want to get into that.
Like, we're
a bunch of seamen, you know, just seas
god,
everywhere.
No
sailors on the sea.
What do you think about all this? As somebody who's coming at this very like.
Coming in blind. I don't.
He was coming in blind because Sailor was so dark in that tunnel.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I don't know. I guess, I mean, to me, it just sounds like someone with some mental health issues was down in the sewers doing some dirty shit.
Yeah. Mike, what do you, you think this is fake?
Yeah,
right?
I've stated why. We are no why.
We have. So one, the biggest reason I think this is real, I think, is because of where it's located. It's located on a highway that literally runs from the west coast of the UK all the way into Manchester.
With the Wales, the damn Welsh. Is that the Welsh? How is many, Wales Welsh?
Yes.
The Welsh.
How many
the Welsh.
So this bridge is located on a main strip of this highway that happens to pass by this town that I'm assuming this guy is from, right?
Yeah.
How many people do you think drive on that road daily?
I'm going to guess a lot.
A fuckload, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could this possibly be just like, let's say he doesn't live in this
Maybe
town.
It's a trucker's pit stop and they're like, yo, I'm going to go to the blood cum dungeon. I'm passing well, through honestly, Wales.
Like I had that thought like.
Might as well. What if this, I've been good.
What if this is just some random dude that lives in the UK somewhere, found this location on a major, very accessible highway, might I add. There's a service ramp. I have the fucking Google Maps up. There's a service ramp that goes from the actual highway directly up to where that entrance is.
Maybe there's some stupidly easy way to get into that room at the end.
Yeah.
That we just don't know about.
Well, they did mention that.
And it's just
that
like,
they...
and they're just in there. And then all these people are like, I gotta traverse the shit.
They did mention that like like three-fourths of the way through, they found like a padlock. So for all we know, that padlock came from the other end.
Yeah, that could be it too. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of what ifs for this one. And I like, because this is just, there's no information. And we somehow talked about this for over 40 fucking minutes at this point.
That's too long.
I don't understand. If you're trying to make a compelling story, you know what I mean? Like if you're trying to make something compelling, you should probably add compelling elements. You know what I mean? There's nothing compelling about this story.
Here at Deludi, we take non-compelling stories and we make them still
we
very
force you
not
to listen
compelling.
To them. We hold your ears hostage while we fuck them to death with our boring penises.
On that note, I would like to go
Speaking
ahead
of.
And just say linktree.com/DeludiPod.
You guys are already done with all this?
Yes. Linktree.com/DeludiPod. Patreon.com/DeludiPod. You could join in on the fun and be the reason why we get another Dark Web Box, which we did the filming for today.
Today?
We don't know when that video will come out because, golly gee willikers, will that take a while to edit? We're all about to figure out how to edit video. So that'll be fun.
It won't be bad. I'm hoping there's not too many. I don't want to put too much like frill on it. I just want to make sure it's coherent.
Yeah.
But we were all very excited. Yeah,
buymeacoffee.com/DeludiPod, although let's be real, it's going to be beer that you're buying us. And also, we just had some beer being bought by us as well.
Yeah. I'm not going into that again.
All right.
Still angry about that.
About what?
When we fucking tried to pay Moot for goddamn art, and he's like, here's some beer.
Oh, yeah.
Moot. Yeah, Moot.
We also want to say... you can find us on all our socials at DeludiPod on YouTube or Don't Look Under the Internet. Shit's bussin' per usual. It's bussin', respectfully. I just want to say. You can find us, again, on our socials, DeludiPod. You can find us on our Google phone number. If you are cool and leave us a voicemail, we do already have a couple extra ones that we're going to put on there, and they're fucking creepy, which is fun.
One of them is very, very funny, creepy.
Yeah, the one about with me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't like that. but anyway, so whoever's editing this is going to add a voicemail at the end.
Because we have some now.
Yes, yep. So there's that. But if you want to leave us a voicemail or text us, because we always respond because we're lonely.
Almost
but
always.
If you leave us a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. It is, our Google voice number is 630-909-9366. One more time, that is 630-909-9366. I think that's all I have.
I'm glad that he finally just accepted his fate.
For you guys. Discord, you can find the Discord in the link tree. Go in there because we are running a competition for the flag for Deludi Stan. Everyone in the fan art
the
fan art channel. Drop us your.
I think we
Deludi
actually
Stan
said it was
going to
be
core episodes. Core episodes. Sorry. Yeah. Go to the core episodes chat and drop us your concept art for the Deludi Stan flag. And also just go in there and have fun because we have a great community in the Discord. Everyone's very fun and everyone's very nice. Leave us a review on Spotify. That works wonders. Again, once we hit 200, Doug takes over the Twitter for a day. And then leave us an Apple podcast review. I will read it on the show. I know it might take me a while, but I will do it. I just did it last time. I read like four of them on the fucking show. I think that's all I got. I think I covered our tracks on everything. Linktree, you can find everything on the Linktree. I'm going to preface this one more time. You can find every link to everything on the Linktree. Linktree.com/DeLudiPod. You can find our merch. You can find our Patreon. You can find our socials. You can find everything on there. Go to Linktree.com/DeLudiPod.
Please use it. Otherwise, we're paying $6 a month for nothing.
Yes.
Jason, what do you got for us?
Not a whole lot.
I'd also want to say...
Okay.
Rub your daddy's tummy and go nani 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 nani.
Well, if you didn't have anything to remain paranoid about, now you can fall asleep to the terrifying
6209936.
Ah, the long bitch. He got us. He's getting smart.
I need to like write a program that says when it hears Mike saying the phone number, just fucking bleep it.
You know what's amazing though? In post, we can just take it out.
I know.
You bitch.
I won't out of respect because that was a good one.
That was a good one. He got us.
We've fucked him over for far too long at this point. I don't know, guys. Stay fucking paranoid. Don't visit any weird underpasses or bridges. Or do. And if you do, please fucking send us any type of photo evidence of what's in there, especially if it's creepy. Let us know what you think about this story because, like, this... Normally, we cover some that are... They barely toe the line of reality, but most of the time it's very, very, very fictional. This is one of the very rare times. This is a story that's backed up with photo evidence. You can literally go on Google fucking Maps and find the location on satellite. You can see the bridge that we're talking about. You can see the entrance. You can see the service ramp. You can see the fucking town it's next to. You can see everything about it. So
if you also live under a bridge and are a troll, send us pictures of your bloody condom.
So I actually have some fun stuff to talk about.
Segway.
That isn't that.
Fucking bird scooter.
So I spoke with someone today.
Okay.
That I'm fanboying over just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
How do you get from bloody condom to that?
No, I had to just switch that topic. Okay. So I spoke to a person today, and we'll call him... Aiden Elliott, because that is his name. And if you don't know who Aiden Elliott is, that is the creator of The Sun Vanished. Mm-hmm. I spoke with him today, and we might have some fun things in the works for you guys, so I just wanted to throw that into the aether.
Yes.
And actually asked his professional opinion on it.
Yes,
we did.
Very great.
We did.
You're a lovely person, Aiden. Thank you very much for responding to
very,
us.
Yes, very, very awesome of you to reach out to us when we just kind of... shot our shot at you without knowing if you'd
and
respond.
You like the flavor, I guess.
Up next is CHSS.
Yeah, we'll get Turkey Lennon the Third coming
yep,
soon.
We got
here.
You, Turkey, too. So here's the thing. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, you know, finish your thing first and then I'll talk.
No. Yours is way more important.
No.
No, he's right.
Okay. But no, go ahead.
No. You speak. You
okay,
started.
Fine. I just want to say I have gotten like a solid...
Boner?
No. I have gotten a fuckload of requests from people to be on the show. And I want to kind of put out there into the ether real fast.
We do have to address this.
That we do want to get people on the show. But we also, you know, have to have people on the show that
do you
are...
want me to be the dick?
Yeah, go ahead and be the dick.
Cool, I'll be the dick here. We don't want to have people on the show... purely just so they can be on the show. We don't want that. And like I know a lot of you have expressed interest in coming on talking to us. We would love to talk with you guys. What we don't want to do is put out content that really has no business being put out. And so if you can like bring something interesting to an episode, if you can talk to us about some weird creepy channel on YouTube or you have some inside information about something, we would love to have you.
Yeah, and
what we don't want is to set the standard of
every person that messages us. Yeah, as much as I would love that, because how awesome is it to have like fan like
once it's a full time gig, we can talk 100%. About doing like a guest talk show.
Yeah, but right now how it stands, if we have people on, it's gonna be people that have like are on theme, sort as you could say. You know, yeah. Like so if like, we can get fucking, you know, Aiden on, like, we covered the Sun Vanished.
We would like to have creators on. We want to get creators
thank
on
you.
Here.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. Thank you. That's the word.
Which brings me, you know, obviously we have Mood on here every so often. He's basically the fourth member of Diluti, and he doesn't even know it. So yes. There's that.
We have one person that we're expecting to have on because it's for a good reason.
Oh, yeah.
But outside of that, we don't really plan on just having guests on for the sake of having guests on at the moment. That is something that we can look into later on.
Don't
but,
get us wrong. We yeah, would love to talk to each and every one
exactly.
of you.
Exactly. But right now where it stands, we want to put creators on because we want to be able to talk to the creators and talk to the people whose ideas we've covered. Like the fact that we can get the creator of the Sun Vanished on and talk to him about
well, the fact
his
that he
project,
came to us and said, I would love to be on the show, aside from us being like, well, do you want to be on the show? Like,
yeah, so
that's insane to me.
That's it's, kind of where...
So I guess with the, you know, spoilers, since we're talking about it, like, obviously, like, I talked to Aiden.
Oh, no.
And, you know, we're trying to work out something with him, possibly get him on. We'll see what happens. We don't know. Nothing's in concrete.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That being said, yeah, I mean, we just want to make this a place for you guys to learn about these weird things. Obviously that's what we do, but we also want to give this, you know, give the people who are making these things a space to talk to people and be heard.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's the recognition that we want to give them, because we wouldn't be here without them.
No, nope. Yes. And in my honest opinion, I think Mike actually touched on this last time. A lot of the, like, especially the YouTube based, like ARGs, any type of unfiction that we cover, analog horror, whatever. The algorithm just fucks them. Mm-hmm. And you were saying that last week, Mike.
Yeah, the algorithm
yeah,
kills
fucking
if
Adam
you don't,
Butcher.
Yep. Yeah, he's not getting the views he deserves. Yep. And a lot of these channels don't. And honestly, now that we've been doing this for so long, I would love to think of us as like, this is your gateway to that unknown, weird part of the internet that most people don't get the chance to visit.
Mm-hmm. Like, yo, if you guys liked The Sun Vanished.
Yeah.
His second arc is going on right now. Oh, go to his now. Fucking yeah. Twitter. Like, get yourself caught up.
It's good. It's
he
juicy.
Has a Patreon, too.
Yep.
He's got 7 patrons.
Yep. That's what I'm
go
saying.
Go and support this man.
And
his shit is phenomenal.
And P.
Phenomenal.
P only had 8.
Yeah. A lot of these people have, like, no recognition.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, though. But, yeah, again, it's not... I just want to put that out there. Because I have been reached out to a lot in the past couple weeks. And it's, again, I want to get everyone that I can on, but that's just not a feasible thing.
Not
it,
for what just, we're doing. Like, I would love to have
now,
just a
I have
podcast
my own,
where we talk to guests, and
yeah,
that's all we
well,
do.
Well, I have my own ideas. Once we start getting, like, a little bit bigger to where I have more time that I can put towards this, I have my own ideas for, like, Discord. So I would say if you want to get on the show in some form in the future, get into the Discord because yeah. I have a lot of ideas that I'm going to be using for the Discord that is going to intrigate put in like fans.
Did you just invent a word?
Intrigate. it's going to bring fans in and it's going to be a lot of like fan
interaction.
Interaction.
This is actually a great point to make. Not to cut you off or anything, but
no, go ahead.
Perfect.
I wouldn't want to interrupt you. Yes, I would Lord, never
that is your
do that to you.
So one other thing I want to go,
dickheads.
One other thing I'd like to just put out there is that we've been talking about this and we've been kind of fumbling around with what's going to happen. SCP.
Yes.
You guys yeah. more than that. Likely will be getting new episodes of SCP. Mm-hmm. They will be a little different than what we normally do, but whatever. But
the essence of the episodes will be the same. They're just going to have a little bit more information at the beginning and a little bit more tiptoeing around some of the articles and stuff.
Yeah, it's we're trying to be real careful about yes. what's happening with SCP, and I guess the best part of this whole thing is that anything we do with SCP is not directly supporting the wiki.
Anything. It's all fucking Creative Commons. Like, no one's making money off of us covering it. And that's, I think that's the part that
yep.
I'm okay with.
Yeah. Yep. But the best part is we'll also be introducing our back rooms on top of that. So you're going to get back rooms, SCP, cryptid, bonus.
The regular Cthulhu.
We're going to slowly start introducing stuff because now that we're all doing a little bit more with editing, etc., we have a little bit more time on our hands. And it's not not killing us slowly. So expect a little bit more content, maybe a couple extra bonus episodes a month if we have the time.
Hell yeah.
We'll just kind of start just shitting on you guys again with the content. And it might not be as much as it was in the beginning, but
I don't think it'll ever be. Well, unless this is our like primary job, I don't think it's going to be that caliber.
We'll get there eventually.
We were a little too gung-ho.
Oh, a little bit. Know, we had big ambitions.
Yes. We were very excited about this whole thing. We still are. It's just we know our limits now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, on that point, I
love drink
you.
Poured up.
What?
I got a drink poured up.
Oh, yeah.
I drink pour now.
This is to...
I've always drank poured.
To the fans, one more clink and drink to the fans. To all of you that are making all this possible for us, this goes out to you. And
can we just shout out Devin Knops one more time?
Devin Knops, this is
seriously,
for
you. man, that was so unexpected. We don't expect you guys to ever go over the allotted amount that we set. For
and teams. Whatever you do, we freak the fuck out.
We literally talked about it for like half an hour.
I think. What was it?
And you like took a poop and then came running down the stairs like, oh my god, did you see what happened?
Well, even the fucking the last one with Yugi was at like 15, and I came running down the stairs like, who the fuck are Yugi Moto's $50?
Yeah,
like this fucking crazy.
You guys continue to blow us the fuck away. We just feel so much love from you guys. We're not going anywhere, so. Thank you guys so much for all of this. But when you hear the clink,
drink.
Please, fucking drink.
Goodbye, I love you.
Don't look under the internet.